Hello and welcome back to the third episode of this mystical series that we're doing for Christmas time. This is the third episode out of seven. So if you haven't listened to the other ones, go for it because it is some cool and interesting stories. It is all about spiritual stuff, meditation, dreams, past life, visions too, like just weird stuff that happened or maybe a little funny, scary, uncomfortable. So last episode, I kind of put out a cliffhanger for you guys. And because I talked about this electric kind of feeling of a healing that I had experienced in Ecuador. And later on, this must be like maybe a year or two later, I was kind of recommended by one of my colleagues to seek out this guy that was doing healings. And you can feel like he was hovering his hand over your body and kind of stopping when he noticed if there was pain, if there was a block or anything. And I was like, okay, I can try that. I had a lot of pains in my neck, in my back and knees because of I was working in the service industry and you're on your feet like all day. And I remember I went to where he had his setup. And this is like a location that he rents because he's traveling around Norway and doing this stuff. And I noticed I was a little bit like nervous. I never done that just because you're laying on a massage table. And you are kind of vulnerable when you're laying there and be like, okay, just work on me, I guess. But here again, I can feel almost like electric. If you have ever laid down on a mat with the needles, or not needles, but it's like small spikes, it's kind of the same feeling that there's some is piercing through, but not too uncomfortable, but you can feel it, like energetic spikes that is working on you. Yeah, like from bottom to the top. And I can feel it like very well, but at the same time, he shared a lot about himself and what he had been through in his life. And I noticed that it was kind of, he picked up on stuff where the pain was coming from and the issues. And I could feel something was happening because of the tingling and yeah. And when I left, but I still had like this, I don't know, maybe it's doubt too that made some stuff didn't really go away or the pain didn't really kind of disappeared completely. But yeah, that was very interesting.
Where was this?
It was in my hometown. In Norway. Because the thing here, this is many years ago, and the spiritual communities, it wasn't that, I didn't notice many people doing this. And it was very, spirituality is an alternative, but there's different levels. And I felt like this was more extreme spiritual stuff than like the day-to-day spiritual stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think he was in a group that was gathering spiritual people, but it kind of made me feel like it was like cultish. So I was like trying to like, oh, I don't know about this organization or this, what they're doing. I don't know, but that can be my fear. That can be in my head as well.
Or maybe your intuition was telling you. Maybe your intuition.
Yeah. Maybe. Because I remember after that, he was sending out emails about different stuff he was doing. And he was joining some tantric course and wanted to heal people with tantra and with his own body, if that makes sense. And for people that does that and listens to it, if that heals you and if that works for you, I'm very, very happy about that. As long as, yeah. But for me, I think that is over a boundary that I have. Yeah, that doesn't work for me, I guess. But that can be my, again, fears or traumas. I don't know. But or, good if it works for you, but I don't, it kind of turned me off, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know about this.
It's okay. Maybe it's not just you. Maybe it is your intuition. Maybe it's your own protection, your guides, your angels protecting you, saying, nope, this is not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know if he was doing like Reiki?
Probably.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean,
but
I don't
he didn't
know
call himself Reiki, huh?
That's what I was gonna say. Like, did he call it Reiki? Was he advertising it as like a Reiki healing or just healing?
I think it was just healing, and I think he had a lot of clients too. So he was traveling around in Norway, and it's good for him. And he's knowledgeable in what he's doing. It's just it's not for everybody, I guess.
Is he still in business? I'm curious.
I think so. I think he is. After a while, because he was sending out emails and stuff like that quite a lot, then I unsubscribed and kind of blocked him because it was, I felt it was like too much. But then again, it was the beginning of my spiritual awakening, I guess, or curiosity. So maybe I was scared to, I don't know. But I think also it's good that you feel what is right for you and what is not, and listen to the spiritual path doesn't necessarily have to be one way. It can be many ways to the same goal. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
It that was weird.
It sounds uncomfortable and invasive. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Again, no judgment. That works for you, great. But it sounds a little weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So my story doesn't have anything to do with any kind of healers or healing experiences. It was just scary. There are no ghosts involved. Just FYI, if anybody's like, ooh, this happened, I don't know, I think sometime last year, around this time, which is kind of funny. I had gone with my daughter to a pharmacy down the street from where we live, and I was gonna just run in because she was out of her favorite chapstick or something, and she's like, mom, can I get this chapstick? I'm like, oh, we'll stop over here and then I'll run in, get in, and you can have it. So I said, do you want to come in with me? And she's like, no, I'll just wait in the car. So I said, okay, wait for me in the car, I'll run in and out 5 minutes, no problem. So anyways, she stays in the car, I go in, I'm looking for this chapstick. I couldn't find the chapstick aisle. So I'm walking around. I'm like, where do they have these things? I know they have a whole section with all. So I'm walking around. And there's a few people in the store. There's cash registers in the front. There's some people there. There's some people randomly walking in the store. Not too many, though. And then I find the chapstick aisle. And there's a man there. And he's kind of like hovering exactly in front of where I wanted to go. I didn't feel comfortable, so I kind of just looked and I kept walking. And then I heard this man cussing, angry, and he was, I think, calling me some really bad word. And I was like, there's no one else around. Who is he talking to? Must have been me. And I got like this, again, I had already walked past the aisle. I'm hearing him. I'm not seeing him. I have no idea what's going on, but I feel the anger. And I start to feel my heart racing, and I started to panic. Again, no reason for this. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to walk around the other side. Maybe I can kind of like wait to see if he moves, or, you know, maybe grab something on the end, not get right in front of him. But again, as I turned the corner, I started to feel lightheaded and like dizzy. And I felt like I needed to run. And I walked past the aisle again. I saw he was still in the same spot. And I was like, I can't go over there. And I'm hearing him cursing. But I feel like it's at me. And so I'm scared. So I just like, this man's going to kill me. I felt like he was going to kill me. Totally irrational. Made absolutely no sense, but I felt it. I can't explain how I felt that anger coming from him, rage. It wasn't just anger, it was rage. Murderous rage. So I was like, I need to get out of here. So I walked really fast because I was trying not to run, because I'm like, I don't want to start a panic in here. And they're going to think I'm nuts. So anyways, I started walking really fast towards the cash register. I'm like, there's people up there. It'll be safer. Or at least I'll ask one of the guys to walk me back there. Why I didn't just leave, I don't know. I made it to the front. And I asked the guy where I can find this thing. He's like, oh, I'm going to walk you back there, because I just wanted him to walk back with me. So we started walking back. The guy is gone. And the attendant's like, oh, here, it's right here. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Where did I go? So I was like, all right, weird. And then we walked to the front register, and the guy's right there. So I'm like, oh, my God. Now I have to wait. So like, he is in front of me trying to pay for stuff. I moved over to another register, so my back is to him. And I hear him talking normally, smiling, laughing, cracking jokes. But I could still feel like he's gonna kill me. The cash register, the lady at the cash register, she's a really young girl. And he started like kind of joking between the guy and then the girl. He said to her, you're beautiful. And she's like, I'm 17. This man looked like he was in the 60s. And he just would not stop. And I'm like, I need to get out of here. I need to get out. It all of it felt so gross, because then I had an image in my head like, he's going to kill this girl. He hates women. Like, all these thoughts started coming into my head. He hates women. He's going to murder her. He's going to murder me. He's going to, all these thoughts. So I'm like, now I'm trying to just pay as quickly as possible and run out of there. As soon as I paid, the guy was done. So we're both done at the same time. Now I'm like, shit. I have to walk out of here with this man into a dark parking lot by myself. So then I happened to walk a little faster than him. As soon as I walked out the door, I ran. I ran in the parking lot, and I looked like a crazy person, but I literally ran because I could not stand to be next to him anymore. This man kept looking at me. So I don't know what, I mean, but when he looked at me, I swear I saw the rage. And even as I got into the car and started driving out, like, I pulled out of the parking lot, he was like walking. He would not stop looking at me as I drove away. I mean, my heart's racing the whole time. I'm like, this is bad. I had such a panic and such a headache and such a horrible, heavy feeling for hours. I could not shake it. Nothing happened, thank goodness. But it was just like, I don't think I was making it up. I felt crazy. But I think there was something seriously wrong with this person. And whatever it was, I picked up on the whole thing. And it was horrible.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
Yeah.
And horrible. But yeah, I think you picked up on something. Because mm-hmm. I feel Everybody, to a certain degree, they have they can feel it. Like if you go into a room and somebody has argued, you can feel that, or you can feel like if somebody's angry or giving off a certain vibe. Oh my God, that's horrible. I would have peed myself or something. I don't know.
I was in a panic. I'm telling you, I was not okay for hours. It took me such a long time.
Yeah.
And I know to protect, I know to cleanse, I know to do this stuff, but I don't always think about it when I'm going out like that I should. And again, I'm like, I'm in and out 5 minutes. I have one thing to grab. So I wasn't thinking. And then bam, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like it felt awful. Just like I do not want to come into contact with, like, yeah, it was bad. But it also started almost as a warning, like, you need to steer clear of this. This man's not okay. A downer. Sorry, guys. Like, I'd rather put up with my holiday festivities here and dealing with crazy relatives than listen to this.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people can like relate to something like that. I know I have felt I like not the same situation, but there is some people I've been around and I feel like, okay, this person, do not go past them or do not like make sure you don't look at them, you don't get eye contact with them or yeah.
I've just never felt it that strongly. I felt uncomfortable. I felt like, same, let me steer clear. This person's not okay, or picking up on some negative stuff. But this, I just don't ever remember encountering murderous rage, is the only way I can describe it. Like, so much rage that it would drive this person. Like, I finally understood, in unfortunately, in that moment, I think how somebody would feel if they went when they're killing someone. Yeah, that if there's so much heavy, angry, inner dark energy, they lose their minds. So much so that they can kill someone. That's how I was like, oh my God, I've never felt that. I've seen it in movies. I've read about it. I'm like, yeah, I get it. People get angry and they kill other people, but I've never felt it. And it was, ugh, bad. Scary,
Oh my
awful.
God. Yeah, that's not good. Ugh.
So no more chapsticks for my kid. Moral of the story, I will not be buying any more chapsticks.
No, buy it online, get it shipped.
Exactly. All right, folks, join us for episode 4 coming up tomorrow and see what we've got for you then. Hopefully, maybe something more upbeat. We'll see.
Yeah, we can try.
Okay, we'll try. Bye.